Blue.
And yes, you have tuned in to KBOO 90.7 FM Portland this night, this Wednesday night, and we are live on air with the global sale with our own TK Taparura. And we want to remind you that tonight we will have our phone lines open. So yeah, we welcome your calls, welcome conversation with TK. The number is 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. And hi, TK. There you
hi,
go.
Hi, Ender. Thank you for being my producer tonight. To the audience, my name is TK Kapura. I'm going to be your host this evening. If you just joined us, thank you so much for listening in. And thank you for your continuous loyalty and welcome on board. You're listening to the Global Sales Show on KBOO Portland. Before we get started, I want to remind you that KBOO is a volunteer-powered community platform. That means we are funded by you, the listener. If you're enjoying the program, please show your support by making a contribution today, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member. Just go to kboo.fm/give or simply text KBOO to this number is 44-321. Tonight, we're going to be bringing in a mixed ball of events. I'm going to bring Africa into the USA. Reason being, I'm going to talk about a very important American event, but I'm going to bring African music into the concept. So I'm going to, first of all, acknowledge my presence as a refugee in the USA. I came from Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe being part of Africa. And there we emphasize Ubuntu. Ubuntu is the spirit of not only caring about yourself, but caring for those around you, acknowledging your neighbors, your friends, your loved ones, and all the most important people or not important people in your life. Just acknowledging somebody's presence in your presence. That's how we go with Ubuntu, caring for others, loving others, taking care of others, and doing anything good that anybody would want to have done for them. So that being the case, I'm going to acknowledge that I'm thankful I'm here in the U.S. and I'm thankful that we also have our black community in America. I'm also black, being from Africa, so I acknowledge that I'm standing on their shoulders based on the history that they have covered ahead of us. So I'm here to acknowledge the Black History Month, this month of February, being a very important month in the black history culture. So I'm going to talk about why we celebrate the Black History Month. That's my topic for tonight. But before we do that, why don't we play a South African piece by Kefas Semenya? It's called Matswale. That was Kaifa Semenya from South Africa with his song Matswale. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Global Cell Show on KBOO 90.7 FM. Again, tonight we are taking in live calls. If you don't mind, you can give us a call at 503-231-8187. Let's have a conversation. 503-231-8187. Right now, I'm going to talk about why we celebrate the Black History Month. First of all, the Black History Month was officially recognized on the U.S. national calendar by President Ford in 1976. Before that, a group of Black United students at Kent State University had been celebrating the month starting in 1969. That was one of the many trigger points to the promotion of Black self-consciousness. The February month became special because of two prominent abolitionists born in February. That was President Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, who became prominent for anti-slavery campaign leading to the end of slavery. Since then, February has been an opportunity to honor Black people, especially the fallen heroes who sacrificed their sweat and blood to persuade the world to become the world to recognize Black people as equals in social life. While a lot of fighting had to happen in the past to demand civil rights, that means freedom and justice, more still must be done to bring back the Black community to that comfort level enjoyed by most white people across the world. As an example, race relations and voting rights remain a big deal in the America of today. In most situations, financial institutions still favor whites on loans and credit lines, leaving marginalized communities powerless in the game of investment and generational wealth creation. Black people have mainly lived by explaining a lot of stuff to justify needs and interests. In some court cases, they have had to defend themselves from false allegations that they face for just being in the wrong area at the wrong time. It's supposedly a free world, but not for everyone. Survival could be a struggle on its own, especially when one feels targeted by the bias system for no apparent reason. So me coming from Africa, you'll be coming into a liberated free country like the USA, the land of the brave and for the free. But at times, you would expect more to be done on race relations so that people can connect and be at par on even ground in terms of race relations. I acknowledge the efforts that a lot of organizations are taking to get that to happen, but there is still a lot of work to be done. We celebrate the Black History Month to remind the world of what it means to be Black in this world we live in. We need to let the world understand what it has taken us as a race to get here. It's something that we should not take for granted, because there was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that were shed for us to get to this level where we are. Still, like I said in the past, there is a lot of work to be done. There's been a lot of inputs like fighting, canvassing, resilience, resistance, protests, and marches. Along that community organization and the community organizing script has been torture, water cannons, rubber bullets, live ammunition, and police dog bites to deal with. So before I continue with my conversation, I don't want to sound dreary or pessimistic about what's happening in this world. I still believe we have hope. We have an opportunity to mend relations. We have an opportunity to celebrate who we are as human beings, enjoying the same space under the sun. So before I go any further, why don't we bring another song from Zambia? It's called Be My Teacher. It's a song from Zambia in Africa, Southern Africa. It's called Be My Teacher by Chila One. That's the artist. Please enjoy.
My name is White from Chile. Nalipo kuwe ngechipo kuwaya nale monatini na sapuna ya wama naiti ya pita muntambo kashikwali wabasha na bashunya na melodi ya ibika bantu mumuti kashifufi na malavim na yenda foya wakumona timuli babili kashuli we tetimbe pyo kutemwa shashi Mi pai son da capa mi ne put capule ya vai. Cam femenizoni
Malitobele mituma Malitobele sando mtimo Don't go Baby I'm willing to learn Be my teacher Be my personal teacher Be my teacher Baby be my personal teacher Be my teacher Be my personal teacher Be my teacher Baby be my personal teacher Nala kuchete kela shana tuwalipusana Ifyole landa nalifyum fwap Ati tukopa nata wakatale nshapo nkumbamunin Nefo fine nalifyum fwap Do you really mean what you say? Baby don't blame me Walipisha mumatipa mumalova Nefifino lenjeva kwaliko mtu wanjebele Ala niwa mambana Nabapusana nesavidi ya mambana Shile kupala niya kwa mana Nifene likusho kushe niwe nkamana Tetimbe pyo kutemwa nshaisha Kwa mipati sondaka pandini nekuti kapule ya vaisha Kangwewe nizo ninte yelo mpila Mwani ntela sando mtimoju Nizo ninte mere mitima Mwani ntobe na sando mtimoju Don't go Baby I'm willing to learn Be my teacher Be my personal teacher Be my teacher Baby be my personal Hoya kwepe na faile no kuikulika po Amulandu wachita mwiko panonga shilipo Nilipita mufya tapata paka tapa mwibende ya wamapo Umutima nalika tapa tamba tapa nyukinga po kachonku mende Wanchitile kwete kapu bafina fina mashupe mwa
That was a song from Zambia. It's called Be My Teacher, sung by Chila One. If you're just joining us, this is the Global Sale Show. Welcome on board. And my name is TK Kapura. I'm your host this evening. So I'm talking about why we celebrate the Black History Month. And our lines are open right now. You are free to give us a call. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187. I just want to know a little bit more about what you think about the Black History Month. Do you believe in the Black History Month? What do you think about it? Do you celebrate the Black History Month? How do you celebrate it? What could you know? What do you know about Black liberation in Africa? Do you have any idea about African history or Black liberation in Africa? Or how can you link that to the Black History Month? If you have anything to say, please give us a call, 503-231-8187. Right, as we move on to the next part of why we celebrate the Black History Month, let's just keep in mind there's been a lot of struggle for people to be free. Everybody wants to be free, and we're still fighting for world peace. But as we do that, there's a lot of commotion. There's a lot of conflict still to be resolved across the world. Right now, we're talking Israel-Palestine crisis, Russia-Ukraine. Then we have this Sudanese crisis happening in Africa as well. So there's a lot going on in the world, but we still need to do a lot more for people to be free. Martin Luther King Jr. died fighting for peace and freedom. For the Black people, he died with a dream that everybody, one day, things would be sorted out and people would be free and be able to enjoy their space under the sun. He died especially fighting for these civil rights that we celebrate now, but still a lot more has to be done. While a lot of fighting had to happen in the past to demand civil rights, that's freedom and justice, more still must be done to bring the Black community to that comfort level enjoyed by most white people across the world. As an example, race relations and voting rights have still remained a big deal up to now. We celebrate the Black History Month to remind the world of what it means to be Black in this world we live in. We need to let the world understand what it has taken us as a race to get here. There has been a lot of inputs like fighting, resistance, protests, and marches. along that community organizing script has been torture, water cannons, rubber bullets, live ammunition, and police dog bites to deal with. From Mississippi all the way to Johannesburg in South Africa, the black man's story is that of being segregated, targeted, and detained by white forces. Colonialism, we call it, but it's not good for the world because somebody has to be under someone. We have had a lot of isms before that. There was slavery, then there was colonialism, now we have racism. The chain keeps going on, but it's a matter of somebody trying to subdue another the next person. We have a unique past that must be amplified and publicized for the world to keep remembering who we are. As Olinda Rickard puts it, Black History Month is a time to pay homage to our great ancestors, their lifelong struggles and influence on the liberties we have obtained. We have the native communities in America. They have their own story to tell. They have tears to shed. They have a wounded past. They also need healing. All those stories must be told. And as we look at the Black History Month, we're also here to reflect on all those past injustices and the wounds that have been created in the past that still need to be healing. So if you have something to say, please give us a call, 503-231-8187. Again, my name is TK Kapurura. I'm your host this evening. I'm going to just lighten up the moments by playing one more song from Ghana. It's called Best of Kofi Kinata.
Oh, baby, baby, move on a me, imagine boom. Me had a mussola muntum, and a many of you for mussol in a muzum. Oh, baby, baby, move on a me, imagine boom. Let's ya be, and a many of you for mussol in a muzum. Obinye mena ganchale ko figina daza cheke o wabona mana wabanga bana zero two four four anyum fura mena me bada ma divine no da ma dino me chake da ma divine no da ma dino me bada ma divine no da ma dino me chake da ma Nata o de bufua mbisa obocho mu huna yehuwa body ni jina mede yokozuna while ya long hey and pay na pewna john she baby baby be where you heavy hit we do makasa na mo for my baby take ku eye me ufu de bia mo shesha wa mu hu e de mo hu one on one mo boda ma shesu shamaka high sweet na ke hello the papa was street ye wear ya flex we get to mo wanna my g my wanna do mellow obi obo try e with some chi no bo sa chi yellow mo so wo mo physical my time ma me there when the superstar visitor you ni mo chucha picture She be them who pay me imagine it da Yankupon the bum that said them from Bamaka. Kadamada no shagana for no biabu day. Designers were home back with Yam Yam and the best. But start from height 5.5. The side by side, the shape in the nice. Your hips in the tetrises or you kept them wide. Oh my god, may you no stoop my flat. The back in the may steady, and that's in the may he be. Bob on the way, I say be your auntie was shaky shaky. Brown skin girl, look at her black thick hair. My father both would do with your nanka mama nanka ben.
That was our best of Kofi Kinata, a piece of music from Ghana. If you're just joining us, my name is TK Kapura. I'm your host this evening. Welcome to the Global Cell Show on Wednesday, first Wednesday of the month. If you're listening to the Global Cell Show on KBOO, Portland, Oregon, we are thankful for your listenership. Before we dive into our interview, I want to remind you that KBOO is a volunteer-powered community platform. That means we are funded by you, the listener. If you're enjoying the program, please show your support by making a contribution today, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member. Just go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to these numbers 44-321. We're taking live calls today. I'm talking about why we celebrate the Black History Month. Our numbers on KBOO are 503-231-8187. Again, the numbers 503-231-8187. And thank you for joining us. We'll continue with our conversation, why we celebrate the Black History Month. But before I do that, I just want to challenge you with these questions. Do you believe in the Black History Month? What do you think about the Black History Month? Do you celebrate it? How do you celebrate the Black History Month? What are you doing in your house this month of February to honor the Black History Month? And in any way, do you have any knowledge or connection with the Black liberation in Africa? Do you know anything about it? If you do, please give us a call, 503-231-8187. So we continue again with our conversation, why we celebrate the Black History Month. From the days of William Du Bois to Frederick Douglass, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X, all the way to the modern day activists like Mandela, including world-moving events like the murder of George Floyd and other victims of violence like Breonna Taylor, Trayvon Martin, the black person remains an endangered species on racial grounds. Be it in Africa, Asia, or America, the black person is no comfort in their space, and freedom has its price. You have to account for where you are and why you are there. You have to explain yourself. Sometimes it can be considered pollution when you are not wanted in certain spaces. You have to apologize and explain probably why you are walking at night or driving while black or driving at night. There are many other incidents where you have to justify or explain yourself and your being on why you are in certain spaces. But this is a free world. It's presumed everybody should be free to go wherever they feel like going, and there is no time limit for somebody to be somewhere. But based on your race, you may find yourself having a lot of answers to explain. There are too many wars that the black person suffers daily. Many will be shocked to hear that half of the time of a black person could be spent on trying to figure out how to survive. How do I bypass the police? How do I bypass that gridlock? How do I bypass this and that group? How do I bypass certain conditions and certain situations? There are so many system barriers that must be overcome. Racism remains on top of the list, followed by an uneven ground when it comes to hiring trends in workplaces and related opportunities on the job markets. Then there are paycheck disparities besides similar skills and experience, and there are other factors too that include housing discrimination, profiling, stereotyping, hate crimes against black people, and various other historical pushback factors like medical experiments to this day, police profiling, and various other factors that make the black person a common target. I know the other group or the other side could be arguing, why are they playing victim? Why are they whining? Why are they crybabies? The best way to feel how to be black would be to walk with a black person on an ordinary day and feel how it feels to face certain conditions and face certain questions and having to explain oneself. The other prominent factor is sentencing structures in the justice court system. Black people are prone to receive heavier or more punitive sentences, for them to serve longer terms where non-black people could serve lighter sentences, followed by parole or pardon options. It is quite an unfair system, and has been so, despite so much promise for improved conditions on racial equality and justice-free reform. Again, I will say this. There is still more work to be done for there to be equality in terms of race, for there to be social justice, for there to be even ground. Before I proceed to the next chunk of discussions, I want to ask you these questions. Do you believe in the Black History Month? What do you think about the Black History Month? How do you celebrate the Black History Month? Have you heard about the African struggles for liberation from colonial rule? If you have, why don't you call us for a chat? Our numbers are 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187. I'm looking forward to those calls. Thank you. Before we proceed, I want to treat ourselves to a song again so we can lighten up our moments. This is a heavy topic, but we want to lighten up our moments. We want to play a song by Sona Jobade. It's called Gambia. Thank you. for listening. That was Sona Jobade with the song Gambia. It's actually one of my most favorite pieces. She talks about a good, better world, Gambia. The Lord should be shining on Gambia. What a wonderful piece of land, Gambia. So if you're just joining us, my name is TK Kapura. I'm your host this evening on the Global Cell. I'm talking about why we celebrate Black History Month. A lot of people may be wondering, why do we celebrate it? Why do we need it? The truth is, we need this day because there's a lot to be shared among cultures across America and the world. People need to understand where we are coming from in terms of race relations. We also need to understand how far we have come from how things came from during the days of slavery, during the days of colonial era, colonialism, slavery, and many other acts of prejudice that have affected the Black person up to now, when we claim to be free from colonialism, free from slavery. But are we free in the real context of the word free? If Martin Luther King were to bounce back today and be deemed alive, would he be happy with what's there right now? Do we have enough race relations or race justice to justify what he was fighting for during the civil rights era in the 60s? There would be a lot of discussion there. We also need to consider the fact that while the Black person is trying to be free, there is still a lot more to be done, even from Africa, where I'm coming from. Many would be assuming Africa is a Black, 100% Black continent, people are free, but there are also racial hierarchies down there. The whiter you are, the better treatment you get from especially the corporate world, where the actors can be corporate employers. They pay better if you are white, and they pay least when you are Black. There are their companies, of course. There are rules and regulations there that enforce justice to be there, that enforce equity to be there in terms of paychecks, wages, and so forth. But somebody can still come back and say, okay, I'm offering this, that's the paycheck. But when they turn around, they pay differently. It's a lot more to cover about race relations coming from an African side. Then you come over to the US, where the most elitist jobs have been preserved for a particular race. The whiter you are, the better you enjoy in terms of privileges, in terms of treatment by the system, and many other things. So we seek all these clarifications, and we seek all these better race relations so that the world can be a better place. This is the same reason why some keep wondering on the reason for the Black Lives Matter movement. The Black Lives Matter movement emerged during the days of George Floyd, who was unjustifiably killed in Minnesota. From there, there was a lot of talk and a lot of advocacy and a lot of noise about why he had to be killed. So the Black Lives Matter came, and it was a mark in Black History Month that people could express their disgruntlement on certain race relations, and actually turned the world over to start refocusing on who the Black people are and why are they being treated like that. The history of the Black person in America has been a journey from slavery in plantations, creating the foundations of wealth in white American communities, to modern day racism and discrimination. The struggle remains real and is continuous. This is not like work that has to be declared over, but it remains work in progress, because there's still a lot to be done in terms of housing, loans from the banks, depends on who you are. Credit scores don't mean anything sometimes. You need security, you need this and that, you need generational wealth to stand up and be declared who you are as a person. So there's a lot more. Some people talk about going to get their cars fixed in garages. You're told there is no rental car, there's no service car for you to use, but wait for the next person who looks like is favored by the system, they get that car. Treatment still in the wait staff in restaurants, still the same deal. There's a lot more to be discussed about treatment and preferential treatment, wages, paychecks, many other things. Still, the Black person has to explain, fight, grumble, advocate for them to be given the right space and the right opportunity for things to happen. So there's a lot more to be done in terms of equity in race relations. This celebration is not a random pity party for attention when you talk about Black History Month. It's not just a way of just saying, oh, I'm black, therefore I deserve this, or this is our month. It's just not for fun, but it's a genuine struggle where black people suffer so many prejudices because of the color of their skin, yet they make so many contributions to the world we live in today. To those who live across the river and are privileged to walk freely any time of the day, the talk about black freedom may seem surreal because they've never had such bad experiences in their life. Those are the ones who oppose issues like critical race theories. You talk to somebody who is so privileged and so blinkered, they will tell you racism does not exist. They will tell you, don't poison your mind, there is nothing like that, because they've never suffered, they've never been in that condition. So they're in denial, or they don't want the kids to know the truth. We have seen Florida and other states actually closing down, shutting down the doors to issues about critical race theories. They don't want black history to be taught in their schools along certain syllabuses. They don't want people to understand or to know the truth about the real history of America. They have never had such bad experiences in life, or they are drivers of this racist agenda, so therefore they believe the world should be shut down to any open minds to understand what really happened in the past. The absence of understanding or the absence of empathy means one is from a privileged sector. So they will keep talking, blacks are whiners, because they want to dig further. They are seeking reparations, or they are seeking this and that. It's because they want to get out of poverty. Because of past prejudices, they have never been able to access real stuff to stabilize their lives. We talk about basic income. We talk about the need to give something to those moms who are struggling to pay their bills, who are struggling to put food on the tables of their kids, who are struggling to pay for daycare. So when you talk about that, some words still arise from the other side. Oh, they are now talking about communism. They want to distribute the wealth to everybody so they can be even ground. The rich and the poor are going to be equal. These are some of the things that Martin Luther King died fighting for. Civil rights. Just for us to have dignity in the same space. Just for us to enjoy the same space with equal opportunity, with equal freedom, joy and happiness, and the assurance that tomorrow is coming. I don't have to worry about a dead car. I don't have to worry about being fired from this job because I demanded more for the labor that I'm putting in there. So there is still a lot more to be done in civil rights, and people are still struggling. So such a moment like this one, where we talk about the Black History Month, we're actually reminding the system that we are all equal. People are crying from that other corner, are crying because of a certain reason. They need attention, but they need their rights resolved. They need some vindication. They need some assurance that tomorrow can be coming and being a better day for them. Generational wealth to now is not for everyone. It's for the privileged classes that are still rich and wealthy, but others are still struggling to put food on their table. So there is a lot more to do with that. And look at the black community right now. A bigger percentage of them are struggling just to live decent lives. And a bigger percentage of them end up in prisons because of the system. They end up having so much to talk about or to worry about their safety, their survival, and everything. As an example, the National Football League, the NFL, or the National Basketball Association, the NBA, would not exist without the majority of the team members who are black. These black players play the game to keep America on world charts. Sadly, as they play and get paid, they are to some extent taken as commercial tokens of entertainment. Tokens of betting, pulling in billions of dollars for the moguls who run the shows, games for profit with less regard to civil rights issues. Talk of Kaepernick. Kaepernick kneeled for the flag. He was protesting police brutality, but look at him now. He was kicked out of the NFL. Without the NFL and NBA, black players would be without the black players in the NFL and NBA, there would be not so much to talk about. They have contributed tremendously to the games, but they still need to be recognized as contributors or as partners or as stockholders. Without them, we would hardly have all this humongous billion-dollar industry of sportsmen representing the USA. The same way the entertainment industry would be a sleeping pill without black people who have contributed tremendously to the music, dance, film, and entertainment at large. We have a lot of comedians representing America the world over. We have a lot of talent coming from the black people. All that needs to be recognized. All that needs to pay back into the black system. We've also challenged our fellow black achievers to look back and look into their communities to do something. Martin Luther King would be happy to learn and to know that we are also taking care of each other as black people. We don't simply look up to the system that's not looking back at us. We also need to look back at our own and do something. What would America be without celebrities like Michael Jackson, Nina Simone, Prince, James Brown, Lionel Richie, Whitney Houston, Earth, Wind & Fire, Tracy Chapman, Bob Marley, Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, and various other prominent musicians that we talk about and sing about every day. The men and women who put their lives at the front to make America what it is today. These are the real people who made America. They brought black pride to the USA, and therefore we need to recognize them. And this is the same theme we spread about the Black History Month. It's a month to remember who we are, a month to remember where we're coming from, a month to remember where we are going, a month to gauge where we stand now. Are we getting enough? It's not like we're demanding free stuff or we're demanding freebies or something. We're just demanding what's ours on the table. We're demanding civil rights. We're demanding equality. We're demanding justice. And we're demanding equal opportunity as we move on. So the Black History Month is a very important month. It needs to be celebrated, but the proper way to celebrate the Black History Month would be through doing something great, doing something good to change ourselves, how we think, how we look at life, how we respect others, how we treat others. It's also an opportunity for us to reflect. Where are we coming from with this struggle? Are we getting enough? Are we doing enough for our neighbors, for our communities? Are we shaping the future of our kids in the right way? Do we have enough opportunities, or how can we advocate for more opportunities so that our lives can be better? Once we can change our families, we can change our communities, and from changing our communities, we can change our neighborhoods and so forth. Charity begins at home, but we must acknowledge that Black History Month is a real month for people to reflect on past wounds. It has been a struggle from the cotton fields way back 400 years ago to now. Is the black man still feeling the same? Is there any hope in what we are doing? Are there any promised changes that have actually taken place? What about the rights for women and children? What about the rights for men? What about the rights for prisoners? What about the rights for the sick? What about the rights for orphans, for the patients in hospitals? Are we getting the right treatment in the hospitals? Have those medical experiments stopped on the black people? Have the medical system people, administrators, changed the way they feel about black people, not feeling any pain when they go through surgery or when they go through root canal and anything like that? Has anything changed along those lines? What about the upcoming artificial intelligence? Does it serve the black person? We have to look into all that. What are the systems looking like when they consider black people? Are there enough books covering black people so that they can feel covered and they feel comfortable and they want to be part of it? Are they treated as equals in the workplaces, in the churches, and everywhere they go? Are they treated as equals in terms of opportunities wherever they are? we have to look into that. So the purpose of this Black History Month is to educate, to highlight, and to scream out loud, like to scream out live on the fact that Black history is there for a purpose. There are so many inventions too that Black people have contributed to the world. The list is endless. So much has been done in science, entertainment, and inventions, and yet some people refuse to acknowledge the wonderful works and legacy that the Black person has created. Today we boast about thousands of talented and skilled Black men and women who have moved the world in various categories. There is so much contribution to this world by the Black person. There is no need for a continued hunt for Black people for them to feel like endangered species. There is no need for you to double click your car alarm system when you see a Black person in the car parking lot. They are not there to steal your car. Who knows, maybe they are parking a better car than yours in the same parking lot. As a Black person walking, I don't have to remind you to squeeze your purse or to double check your safety security system on your car. I'm just walking by. I do not eat people. I'm not here to hunt anyone. I'm just minding my own business. I'm also going to the same store you're going to. You don't have to worry or to freak out or to recheck your security on your car. I'm just a free person trying to mind my own business. So let's love one another in the parking lot. You can sit close to me in the movie theater. I'm not going to eat you. I don't eat people. So let's just love and respect each other. There is so much contribution to this world by the Black person. There is no need for us to continue hating. Regardless of what anti-Black communities may think about Black people, my Black History Month heroes could be any or more of the following people. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, who both died separately, fighting for civil rights in America. They reshaped the conversation and awoke the world to do something about race relations. Rosa Parks, who refused to give her seat away as she protested racial segregation in America. Harriet Tubman, who helped free thousands of slaves as she used the Underground Rail. Colin Kaepernick, who knelt at an NFL game during an anthem singing to protest the ill treatment of Black people and police brutality in America. His statement moved America into life-changing conversations that went on until the murder of George Floyd, activating fresh conversations that changed America in some way. Today, Black History Month, we now celebrate Black Lives Matter. It started just as a motto, but now it's real. People believe in Black Lives Matter because from the days Black Lives Matter movement started, we have seen a lot of change, even among the police force. Things have changed. Black people have earned an inch of their respect back. We've seen so much change. We've seen police body cameras and many other things that have been advocated for change in the system. Osceola McCarthy, a laundry service lady in Mississippi, who donated her entire savings of $150,000 after 75 years of saving to the University of Mississippi to provide scholarships for Black students. Let's remember her. Many use the computers daily, but hardly know of people like Philip Emeagwali, a Nigerian who invented the world's fastest computer. The system he invented performs computations at 3.1 billion calculations per second. He represents millions of Black achievers who have been ignored in history because of race. And for that brain power to move the world further, he gets a salute from the world. Nelson Mandela, 27 years in prison, as he fought for the end of apartheid in South Africa, where Blacks had to be kept in corners in stringent conditions in their own homeland. Apartheid was a system to segregate Black people and make them feel inferior and useless as they also endured social injustice and poverty in designated zones in townships in South Africa and Soweto. President Barack Obama, the first Black president in the USA to enter the White House, he ruled with tact and wisdom as he evaded controversy and corruption. Through his fine walking and unique leadership tactics, he represented the Black community across the world and reassured the world of what genius leadership could be made of. His exemplary leadership inspired many and continues to do so. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, a prominent South African clergy and social justice activist who stood the test of time by publicly denouncing apartheid before world media when he risked to be jailed for decades like Nelson Mandela. Maya Angelou, the poet, writer, Nina Simone, the singer, Simone Biles, the gymnast, Serena Williams for tennis, Justice Nelson, a black lady in Oregon Supreme Court bench today, Sade Adu, a musician, Tina Turner, Oprah Winfrey, the list is endless. There are many black people who continue to inspire the world and move the systems for improvement. We could need days to narrate their accomplishments. The best we can do to honor our heroes and celebrate the Black History Month is to continue the good works. Work with others when we see injustice. We can also learn to be kind and considerate to our neighbors. Share what we have. Educate and inform our friends and neighbors as we carry each other when in need. This could make the world a much better place. Last of all, let us love one another and be there to give a hand when needed. As Martin Luther King Jr. put it, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. We have come to the end of the show. Before I pan off, I gotta play a song for you from Zimbabwe, my home country. The song is called Wasakara by Oliver Mtukudzi. Thank you so much for listening to the KBOO Global Sales Show. My name again is TK Kapura. Until we meet on the first Wednesday of July in March, the first Wednesday in March, I gotta say adios, goodbye, Tonana. Thank you. 7 p.m. Don't forget, 7 p.m. Global Sales Show, KBOO 90.7 FM. Tonana, thank you. Goodbye. Adios.
The property say, no time, like a statue of liberty. Nobody knows tomorrow, so I'll be holding my destiny. Yeah. As if it's in a jungle, so people they bubble. I continue the struggle, they double my hustle. As if it's in a jungle, so people they bubble. I continue the struggle, they double my hustle. Yeah. Now I'm giving my testimony.
Chop money.
It's good to be saving for rainy days.
Not so,
cause you know it's here. Life is so delicate. Oh, oh. So make una see me as evidence. Papa got mama confidence.
Yes.
His blessings are endless. Oh. As if he said, I don't go. Some people they bubble. Hey. I continue the struggle. Oh. The struggle they double my hustle.
Hey.
As if he said, I don't go. Some people.
Testimony, my testimony. I don't chop, I don't testimony.